House is open. 10 minutes to curtain, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes to curtain.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Has anyone seen Dazer?
No. Has anyone seen Dazer?
Oh, Mitchell, there you are. Is she running late?
How would I know?
Right. So, do you think she's going to go for this?
I never know what she's going to go for. Just remember the story. Avery is out sick, and the new understudy doesn't know her lines yet.
She's not going to like playing a maid. I mean, she is the greatest actor.
The greatest actor of her generation, yes, I know. But the producers are very clear. They have to protect their investment.
She's not going to like being called an investment.
Then don't repeat that. What?
The Real Bird of the City Theater by Brandon J. Simmons.
Mitchell, look, I'll go along with whatever you and the producers want, but really, she's on the brink of an extraordinary breakthrough. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. When I was a kiddo sitting in this very audience, actors were still playing characters. And now, these psychic melding techniques, these parallel regressions, ooh, it's astonishing what some of these actors can achieve now. And she is the best of all of them, pushing the envelope every night.
Yes, I know. Shouldn't you be managing the stage or something?
5 minutes, please. 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Five minutes!
Mitchell?
Tabitha?
Are we ready to make history? I can feel it!
So, slight change of plans. You know the maid's lines, yes?
Well, we played the show, what, 40 times this year already? Yes, I think so. Why?
Well, Avery's out, and this new understudy, they're going to be best in the role of the bird.
But I play the bird.
It's just for tonight.
And I'm on my way to the actual transmogrification, Mitchell. It might be tonight. Look at this.
Well, the thing is...
What?
She's an actual bird.
An actual what?
An actual nightingale. See, that's the thing. It'll just be easier putting her in the role of the bird, having you play the maid. Avery will be back to play the maid when we remount it next week.
You brought in an actual living bird to replace me with 5 minutes' notice?
It's just for tonight until Avery is back.
And what about the rest of the rep?
Nothing else is changing. You're still Dionysus, Shantae, Red and Colored Girls, Stella, Kali, and Yelena. And we begin rehearsals with you as Clytemnestra next week. I just need you to play the maid tonight.
A scullery maid.
It's a good role.
Am I still J. Tabitha Dazer? I mean, I haven't gone off the deep end and transformed myself into a second-rate shill of a player with such a low opinion of her talents that she'll allow a scheming manager to hustle her out of the most significant stage role she has ever played, have I? I mean, have I gotten that good?
The maid is a very important role, Tabby. She has noble character. She's the one who takes the Empress to see the bird.
She leads the Empress's entourage to see the bird, Mitch. And I play the bird, the titular bird.
Please, don't call me Mitch in public.
Never call me Tabby again.
Okay.
Oh, thank God, there you are.
Here I am, behold, the great player Jamala Tabitha Dazer, prime ingenue of the City Theater, master of transformation.
Yes.
I was Hamlet.
Of course, Miss Dazer.
I died.
Yes.
39 times stabbed through the heart for real each night. Have you ever died, Mitchell?
We need you in the dressing room, Miss Dazer. Your costume is ready.
How many times did I give birth between Acts 3 and 4 of The Seagull, Mitchell? Backstage, in that mock-up of a darkened Moscow alleyway.
15 performances between the years 8748 and 8750. Your Act 4 was astounding. You played a remarkable Nina.
I was Nina. I lost 15 babies for this theater, for these people.
You really earned that Pearlie Award, Miss Dazer.
Thank you, Brian. Mitchell, you stopped running the show because you were convinced I wouldn't be able to handle it, how did you say, mentally? To have to give birth that many times? No one had ever done that before. And now Nichelle Crosby over at the Wharf has played Nina and given birth, what, 30 times? You'll let her steal my bit.
We don't have time for this, Tabitha.
I revolutionized the art of physical regeneration through mental focus, and yet you are preventing me
from
being...
Good evening, Ms. Dazer.
I'll take that for you, Miss Dazer.
Curtain is up in 4 minutes, Miss Dazer. Let's get you into this maid's costume.
I begged you to keep Seagull in our repertory. You pulled it. Nina was my greatest role.
You've surpassed it.
Yes, as the Nightingale. Mitchell, I know right now it's just me in a corset and a feathered leotard, but my voice is starting to change. Did you hear my song last week? It was almost a bird's voice. I'm almost there. I've almost done it. I can feel it. I am this close. Oh, and look, this morning, look. I grew it.
A feather? Holy snit, Mitchell, that's a real feather.
I know.
It was under the covers when I got up this morning. I grew it. I was dreaming. I was flying. I'm almost there. I need to go through this a couple more times, and then I think I'll be able to make the transformation. No more costume, no more pretending. The first on-stage, spontaneous, physical transmogrification.
We've got to start.
If you interrupt my progress, I could lose it, Mitchell. We're on the verge of making history. What's that you're holding?
Nothing.
What is under that sheet? Lift it. Ah, it's a new little star. An actual bird. How vulgar.
If you'll step into this, Miss Dazer.
Mitch, we are the City Theater. We have the technology and the talent. Why is this bird really here?
Arms out, please.
Look, I can't explain it right now. Curtain in 2 minutes. Can we please just get ready, O Transformative One?
1 minute, please. 1 minute.
You owe me an explanation.
I know. Just not now. Trust me, please.
I will not be eclipsed by some sparrow.
1 minute, Miss Dazer.
You push yourself too hard, Tabby. It's not safe. What if you can't come back? We can't lose you. I can't lose you.
Mitch.
Look up, please.
What happens when we do rhinoceros? Or Paradise Lost? Are you going to become Satan? Or worse, are you going to become God? Look, we just need to take stock. Slow down.
I will not slow down.
Places, Nightingale, Act One, places.
The producers need to protect their investment.
With Aces, Actors, Nightingale, Act One.
Investment.
Talk about this tomorrow, for tonight. Please, just for tonight.
Investment.
I'm sorry. We'll talk later, I promise. Here, take your earpiece.
And your cap, Miss Dazer.
Brian will be on book for you.
Lights and sound, stand by.
What is this Nightingale? I've heard so much about.
Lights go. Stand by flute.
The bird lives deep in the forest. Majesty, in the black branches that extend above the green water with its white-sailed ships.
Flute go.
The nightingale sings so beautifully that even the poor old fishermen who have so much work to do must stop and listen to its song.
Stand by, Tabitha.
And how might I hear this song?
I do not know, Majesty. I must admit, I have never heard it myself.
Enter Tabitha.
Are you on book for her?
Yep.
Who can bring it to me?
I can, Your Majesty.
You?
I am but a lowly kitchen maid, but I have heard the bird. I hear it each night while gathering herbs for my sick mother. Its song is indeed the most beautiful in all your realm.
Good. She's doing good.
She's the greatest actor of her generation.
Earn that pearly girl.
Bring it to me.
Majesty, it would be my honor.
Orchestra, stand by.
Assemble a search party. This maid will lead it deep into the woods, and tomorrow I will welcome this bird as my personal guest.
And orchestra...
Assemble the official Imperial Nightingale-seeking entourage!
Go. Stand by, real Nightingale.
Why wait?
Wait. What?
Uh-oh.
Majesty.
Miss
Why
Dazer,
wait?
Miss Dazer, your line is...
It would do me dishonor to make my empress wait. I will show you the Nightingale now.
We can wait until morning to hear this magnificent...
No.
No. Stand by, real Nightingale. Your entrance is in one page.
Are we jumping queues? What is she doing?
She's improvising.
Damn it.
We beg your pardon?
No. It is I who beg, Majesty. I am your Majesty's most humble servant. And I have that within me which will not be denied. I have died for you, your Majesty. I have birthed children for you, gone mad, broken my bones, and mended my own bleeding heart.
No! Tabby!
I have loved you and made love to you, done unspeakable things for and to you, served and honored you in many forms. I shed my blood for the city, for this royal audience. I am your devoted servant, and that brings me great glory, but my power will be denied no longer. For my love is as great as your Majesty, and this body, my voice, this self, is nothing. Behold, I am your Nightingale!
Tabby! No!